time now for the Friday feature interview of the week. Our topic this week is the Grown Man Club of Trigon. That's a nonprofit organization. And this morning, WNCW will share details about the club and two events that it's associated with that will be coming up in May. I want to welcome live in studio this morning our guest, who is the founder and executive director of the Grown Man Club, Steve Green. Good morning. Steve, what exactly is the Grown Man Club?
Thank you for asking, Paul. That's a great question. The Grown Man Club Incorporated is a nonprofit organization, and we act as an advocate for African American, Hispanic, and Latino men and youth, but not limited to, in various areas such as spiritual identity, political, social development, health and wellness, and also economic development as well. We have been going since December of last year, and the ball has truly been rolling ever since that. We became established as a nonprofit organization in North Carolina by the Secretary of State, again, officially in December. And then after that, we started to plan and produce for festivals and events in the area.
One of the things that I noticed was posted on the Facebook page for your group was a quote that really caught my attention by one James Baldwin. Not everyone that is faced can be changed, but nothing can be changed until it is faced. Your thoughts about that?
That actually came from a good friend of mine, and which is so true, because a lot of times we attempt to make an impact, attempt to make a change upon someone else, but the reality is change starts with the self. So until we make changes within ourselves or with ourselves, then that's where true change comes from.
You've got two very special events coming up in May, and we'll begin with talking about the Trigon's Afro-Latino Festival. It's the second annual, I understand, and it is slated for Saturday, May 12th.
So the Trigon Second Annual Afro-Latino Fest is a piggyback from a festival that we had last year in Trigon, which was called the Afrofest, that embraced the African culture through music, film, food, and art. This year, we're adding a little sizzle to it, making it a Afro-Latino Fest, which will embrace the African and Latin cultures through music, film, food, and art. Before the festival, from noon until 2, we have a Mother's Day 5K and brunch, which will be held at Harmon Field.
We're going to talk more about that 5K in just a moment, but what exactly do you hope is the message that comes from this particular event?
That is a great question, Paul. Thank you for asking. The message that we would like for people to, or we would like to communicate to people, would be to experience something different. I have come to understand moving to the area, or just having the opportunity to travel around the world, that not a lot of people may have the opportunity to travel to various places to embrace and experience different cultures, whether if that's through music, whether if that's through food, or just language itself. So to be able to bring that to the people is huge. So we want people to step out of their box, step out of their comfort zones, and just embrace something different.
And you know, that's one of the things we totally believe in here at WNCW. We're known for playing a world of music, because sometimes we'll mix in, besides the old time mountain style or blues or bluegrass or whatever, some, you know, you might hear some African music, you may hear some music from Puerto Rico, the list goes on and on. Appreciate what you're doing in the community. What are some of the other events or entertainment that'll be at the event coming up on May the 12th?
We have an array of performances. We have Brazilian samba dancers coming from Charlotte. We have a band called Chocola coming from Charlotte, who provides Latin fusion music. We have a live bateria, which is the live Brazilian drumming. We have capoeira, which is Brazilian martial arts. I will be performing in that as well. We also have something called maculele, which is another style of Brazilian dance. We have a Motown band coming out to perform some oldies. So we definitely have an array of a couple of performances for the adults and the kids as well.
We want to remind everybody that it's Saturday, May the 12th, for both the Afro-Latino Fest and for the Mother's Day 5K and brunch as well. Where exactly is the location in downtown for the event? 2 to 8 for the fest, but the 5K is earlier in the day.
Yes, sir. The event will be located right on Trey Street of Tryon. So we are closing the main street of Tryon, going from the traffic light of Stotts Ford all the way up to the plaza of Huckleberries. And for the 5K, which will be at Harmon Field.
Now, if someone wants to still get involved in the 5K, mothers, how about you doing it? But also, I think you would like to say dads, sons, daughters, can anybody be a part of it?
Yes, sir. We welcome everyone, not just mothers or mothers-to-be, but dads, boys, daughters. If you would like to get involved, there's the possibility of contacting me directly. Or going onto the website of www.racingtoes.com to participate.
Steve Green, founder and executive director of the Grown Man Club of Tryon, North Carolina, and the events that are coming up. Again, don't forget Saturday, May the 12th, for both the festival and the Mother's Day 5K and brunch. Steve, before we wrap up, what do you hope you can continue to do with your organization as far as the rest of 2018, reaching the community, reaching those who, I guess, similarities to what you're thinking?
For the remainder of the year of 2018, we just hope to be able to bring hope and joy into people's lives. And again, being able to get out there in the community and essentially urge people to think differently, because if we want to move forward, we first have to start thinking forward. So be able to embrace something different.
And how could the public get in touch with you and your organization?
Mm-hmm. I will provide the listeners my personal number. My cell phone number is 864-541-4912. A good email address that listeners can reach me would be greensw, that's greensw05@gmail.com. And of course, we have our Facebook page. You can view the Facebook page under the nonprofit itself, the Grown Man Club Incorporated. And we also have an event page, which is the Tryon's Afro-Latino Fest and Tryon's Mother's Day 5K and brunch.
It's been a pleasure to find out all about the Grown Man Club of Tryon. Good luck with these upcoming events. Afro-Latino Fest on May the 12th, as well as the 2018 Mother's Day 5K and brunch. We appreciate what you're doing. Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me, Paul.